Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Ireland welcomes the delegation of Peru and thanks it for its presentation. Ireland would also like to congratulate Peru on its recent election to the Human Rights Council. We welcome Peru's progress in reducing child mortality and chronic malnutrition. We urge Peru to take steps to address continuing disparities between urban and rural areas and regarding Indigenous children and children living in poverty. Ireland shares the concern recently expressed by the High Commissioner for Human Rights in relation to harassment, intimidation and attacks on human rights defenders in Peru. We note the even greater dangers faced by those working to advance environmental and Indigenous people's rights. We recommend that Peru introduce a comprehensive public policy recognising the role of human rights defenders, providing mechanisms for their effective protection, and conduct thorough and partial investigations into all cases of attacks, harassment and intimidation committed against them. We are concerned at reports of serious restrictions on the rights of freedom of expression and assembly, including reports of violence by security forces against protesters, particularly in connection with the activities of the extractive industry. We therefore recommend that Peru take measures to foster a safe, respectful, enabling space for civil society, including through removing legal and policy measures unwarrantedly limiting the rights to freedom of expression and association, and to ensure that the rights of Indigenous communities to prior consultation on extractive projects are rigorously enforced. We encourage Peru to organise official visits by the Special Rapporteurs on the situation of human rights defenders, on the rights to freedom of peaceful assembly and of association, and on the promotion and protection of the right to freedom of opinion and expression. Thank you.